For most of us, language is like the air we breathe. Like air, language is invisible and all around us. We need it to live, yet we take it for granted. If, however, we pause and examine our speaking and writing thoughtfully, we discover that the ordinary language user is astonishingly creative. Without realizing it, we spend most of our waking hours inventing language. Incredible as it may seem at first thought, practically every sentence that you speak and write during your lifetime has never been spoken or written before in human history. Except for stock phrases and conventional remarks such as, "How are you?" "Thanks a lot," and "Have a nice day," almost all of your speech and writing consists of sentences that you have made up. You are a language inventor. Consider, for example, an experiment conducted by Richard Oman, a professor at Wesleyan University, who placed before 25 people a fairly simple cartoon and asked them to describe in a sentence the situation in the drawing. Not surprisingly, the 25 descriptions that Professor Oman received were all different. A bear is occupying a phone booth, while a tourist impatiently waits in line. A man who was driving along the road has stopped and is waiting impatiently for a grizzly bear to finish using the public phone. A traveler waits impatiently as a bear chatters gaily in a highway telephone booth. Then, Professor Oman used a computer to determine how many grammatical sentences in English could be generated from the raw materials in just those 25 sentences about the irritated tourist and the bear in the telephone booth. How many would you guess? 5,000? 10,000? Maybe 25,000? Professor Oman's computer calculated 19.8 billion. Nearly 20 billion English sentences that depict one limited state of affairs with the words taken from only 25 different statements. 19.8 billion is a very large number. In fact, it would take about 40 human lifespans to speak 19.8 billion sentences, even at high speed. Other computer studies have shown that it would take 10,000 billion years, 2,000 times the estimated age of the Earth, to utter all the possible English sentences that use exactly 20 words. Therefore, it is highly unlikely that any 20-word sentence an individual speaks has ever been spoken previously. The same conclusion holds true, of course, for sentences of greater length and for most shorter sentences as well. That is why almost every sentence that you have ever read or will read is expressed or will be expressed in its exact form for the very first time. There is one more interesting fact to consider. Not only do you spend your days reading sentences that you have never before encountered, but you understand almost every one of them. Part of what makes you human is your ability both to invent new sentences and to comprehend the verbal inventions of other people.